rain the Holy Ghost. Ayabo. Mida Bahara Fina Halakiras. Berekida Lafradi Lambro Sekila. Zibramba Borahanakale Vreninda Radahasi. Meyo Tamon Barakasta Levina Tarabaska Dele Venakaba. Membris Talabrahakosta Fera Diatai. Regede de Bocombro Dusa Labra Dina Franda Labrakali. Yebe Oporebina Sandia Talebo. Abenatale Venatila Branda Vabino Cobra Halatande. Regeste Tebena Kandra Bakoro Dobosondia Dabai. Mombaba Hasate Benatola. Lebreti Labarando. Osu Pregele Diantabo. Abena Kida Labra Haske Belatale. Ambe Aboro Duma Sandra Belakida Labra Hosopela. Redle Mombo Mombo Mombo. Sapea. Ipekede kila brada bakoria, regede de bakonde rebenokale, abele bira panda libra damra kombra de la sale, leya babo 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 babo, abeneteya parabina tolia, lei si sipa, apeno kombra di atamo, shai kibomba. Amenanasi adebeno sompela librando suprene manoga lebranda barodo bosonte lebranda brani mosonta. Lord, I have come today that I might be clothed upon. Lord, I have appeared to you in Zion that I might be clothed again. Libabo sama lebabo sama lebinaria dabo, that strength be released into my mortal body, labombo sopa, that my spirit be strengthened again in my inner man. Laye babo abiatama, lerianta baboriasa, lebrediwa paria. I appear in Zion that I might be clothed, oh God, that my brethren might be clothed again. Clothe me, clothe me, clothe me. Labo samiatabo. Ripinataba Aleke Kubaraka Ripinatoi Kai Sai Kwape Larabakumbia Tama Shai Kado. Strengthen me, clothe me, clothe me, Spirit of the Living God, and mantle me. Yedo Paradias, clothe me, clothe me. Holy Ghost, clothe me. Holy Ghost, clothe me. Rabondiasia, Ababombarahai, Siatamambai. Labando Sopekila, Pragela Tembera Dabai, Rabondo Suska Baratama. Lebrondo sotema yegia tama konde shalabra nama konde atama ebrene selete mekolia yese sele abra nama konde ha ola baradabaya. Strengthen me, O God. Strengthen me, O God. Strengthen me, O God. Strengthen your work in my life. Strengthen your work in my heart. Strengthen your work, O God. Lasse sipai. Yepe no prondo sola. Rebe ne kidia. Mambro su. Raba na makoli atamale. Arabra dina mason tobe. Shekele tembra di atua. Abene kere reba kode reba sada. Abene kembra dina sale. Rebe no kombro dobo siya. Lebra na mambro dobo. Strengthen me for yourself. Strengthen us for yourself. Strengthen your people for yourself. Strengthen us. Strengthen us for the assignment. Strengthen us for the journey ahead. And the angel of the Lord came unto Elijah and said, wake up, rise up, eat, for the journey ahead is far. And Elijah ate and slept again. And the angel came and said, wake up, Elijah.
Elijah. Sabarabodia, rise up and eat, for the journey ahead is far. Lord, strengthen us for the journeys ahead. Strengthen us for the troubles ahead. Release conviction for the journeys ahead. We come to you, O God. Labo Baboradia. Let the alarms of the Spirit, O God, be strengthened. Let the alarms of the trumpet be strengthened. Let the trump of God, oh my God, in our inside, let the strings be pulled. Let the strings be strengthened. Shai, Subai, Subai, Subanatali, Shele Atabo, Embrete Babo, Ebanda Bibalaboba, Semele Debiatalababo. Elijah, rise up and eat. Elijah, rise up and eat. That is where I hear in the spirit. Elijah, rise and eat. Austin, rise and eat. RCA Lagos, rise up and eat. For the journey ahead is far. There is a journey. You cannot embark on that journey without eating. You have to eat the angel's food. You have to come into the baptism of the Lord. My God, somebody, rise up right now and eat. Your journey is far. Rise up and eat. Yeah. Somebody need to eat right now. You need to eat the meal of heaven. You need to eat the meal of heaven. You need to come into the consciousness of the Spirit. Elijah, rise up and eat. Zandebo, Zemeredia, Zembembo, Shenemontai, rise up and eat. Somebody eat now. You are eating for the next generation. You are eating for the next spark. Rabomba Kale, Shale, Somegendilas. Rise up. You are eaten. Rabokondia, Aziatamo, Sameleki, Serebia Laka, Serebia Lakura. Shamambo, Sabeleria Tama, Ralabakoshia Tai, Habarakia. Salemena Kombarakoya Regede de Bakomparagas Ashede Atoba Eberi Antabe Shobeneke Libra Dabakodia Rababo Sabe Libra Dabakobe Shabadaba Dabadabadaba Lupra Melebekuria Shelly Antale Somele Kidia Shababodia Abondia Taye Shayeti Atabo Somele Kediele Shalalalalalala. Oh, mama. Hey, Ikoba, yeah. Sende bopora, sende beporiata, sende bebeberia, salia kumberiatamo, shabe, sombre diata, sube kalia, sadanedea, a rubron double sope, shagada baraliatoma, yeke de montoma, semere diantalia scopari. Shobenekadias, Abrande Kumbratena, Supe Yatai. Elijah, rise up. shall rise up and eat. Rise up and eat. Sakelo Asai. Elijah, rise up and eat.
Rise up. Rise up and eat.
The spirit of life.
Isaiah chapter 54 from verse 1. Give me Isaiah 54. The presence of God is in the building. Isaiah 5:4. My screen here is not working. Isaiah chapter 54. That thou didst not bear, break
fountain to singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Enlarge thy tent. Somebody shout, enlarge your tent. Come on, shout it. Enlarge thy tent. Enlarge thy tent. Enlarge thy tent. And let thy stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen your stakes. Let me tell your brother there, enlarge your tent. Strengthen the stakes. That's the spirit of consolidation. Enlarge your tent. Strengthen the stakes. Can you open your mouth and begin to ask for enlargement? The Lord, enlarge me, enlarge me. Enlarge me in my career. Enlarge me in my ministry. Enlarge. Open your mouth and pray. Enlarge me, Lord. Enlarge my business. Spread the tentacles of my business. Lepo. La prapenatua. Lepra paporiata. I told you that today is prayer. Today is prayer, is prayer, is prayer. Enlarge us. For the barren women shall give birth. For the barren women shall conceive. The barren women shall receive a child. Oh my God. Enlarge our tent. Ababonesi etemelia. Asore yeke yeke. Sani ampo. Rabo sabena kalis. Lekida alekuda kame tegi atish. Shene tegi that to us. Enlarge, enlarge, enlarge. Enlarge, enlarge our tents. Labrondo sopene kili. If you are tired of being straight, if you are tired of being conscripted in one place, if you are tired of hitting your left and your right, now is the time to tell Jesus, break the wall by the left, break the wall by the right, take away the obstacle in front. I enlarge, I enlarge, I enlarge, I emerge as an enlarged vessel. Oh my God, my spirit is being enlarged. My spirit is being enlarged. My capacity is being expanded. The capacity to receive more. The capacity to receive more. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Obrenina sale. Shut. Shamana kumbe, frefina lataye, la brabamo kumbe, abrama kumbe, enlarge, enlarge, enlarge us as a people, enlarge us in our territory, enlarge us. We request for the spirit of enlargement to come upon us. RCA Lagos, enlarge, expand, expand, expand. Let your river expand. Let your spirit expand. Lay. Expand, expand, expand. I cry to you. Expand. Hey, the spirit of expansion. Labrondo sote yaya. Lepra kaye ye. Zemene koli. Labrando se pelekilas. Labrabo ya boria. Shaye ye. Eke mondaria kambora nosi. Azaname kombra. Leprande liprana makoria. Shaneme no kolo. Ebrene kondia da. Ebreno supre. Rabonko brene koria. Enlarge, 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 enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains out of your habitation. Yeah, 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 yeah. Spare not, let in your cords, strengthen the stakes, Yamamo. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Your amen is on sabbatical. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You are coming up. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Let me capture this hour for you. I want to capture a destiny hour. So it's left for you. You think I'm here to entertain you? The way I'm praying, I'm sorting out myself. You become mad when you hear certain things. There are things I'm privy to in my spirit that you are not privy to. So if you are privy to what we are not privy to, you will also be mad. Are you with me? You will not look at your wife. You will not look at anybody. When there's an atmosphere, you will take it. You will seize the atmosphere. You will legislate and negotiate with heaven. You will ask God. I am hearing in my spirit, expand and enlarge. And I'm hearing as far as your eyes can see. Son, if you can believe it, that I have called you to Lagos, as far as your eyes can see. I don't know about you. I am telling you what I am hearing. Lord, expand. Lord, enlarge. Lord, lengthen the cords. Strengthen the stakes. Oh my God. Expand, expand, expand. Jesus, if you are making, oh my God. If you, oh my. Samele atua pege. Shaga begen dilas kaberes. Aye kuati akwame. Aye kwa matali kwa matege. Kebuala kabua bua kiki tikwaka. Aya bua kwambe kubwa tegila. Shai kidi la kwa binatai. Shai kabontua. Kambua, kambua, kambua. 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 Rabanamano. Selemianta. Ebenekotua tai. Seletia tamai. Oh. Oh. Pamene kuli branda balolia. Jesus. 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 Robamaye Segene Parakades. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give me verse 3. And thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. I cannot hear your amen. And thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. It means the walls of containment will be broken. It means the walls of containment will be broken. Whatever says you cannot expand to the sideways, it will be broken. The reason why I will not say we are buying up this entire street is because this is not our place.
This is a temporary arrangement. I would have said we are breaking to the left and we are breaking to the right. But there is a city I've seen in my spirit. There is a place I see between Ikeja and all the way to Maryland, Upper Akron. There is a place that I've seen down onto Pangrove and Surulere. There is a place that is still caught in the ticket. That is where the boat will rest. This is an arrangement. And in the name of Jesus, we are going to spread to the left. We are going to spread to the right. We are going to spread all around the city. I don't know about you, but if you believe you are spreading, spread your wings and say, nothing contains me. I break the wall of containment. I break the wall of containment. Regardless of where you are standing, spread it. If that person is not comfortable, let him leave away for you. You are spreading. You are breaking the walls of containment. You are coming out of containment. You are coming out. That wall of containment breaks. It breaks. It breaks. Break to the left. Break to the right. You, oh my God. Rabo Sale. Rabboni, Rabboni, ay, Shia! My children, they break to the left. They break forth to the right. Ovie, Ivie, Edafe, you break forth to the left. You go forward to the right. To the left, you break forward again. No contentment. The world is your oyster. The world is your parish. No contentment. No contentment. No contentment.
I see all around. Stretch forth. Break forth.
We are breaking forth. To the left. Let everything on your left get ready. You are going to consume them. Let everything on your left get ready. You are going to buy them out. You are going to buy them out. You are going to buy them out. Let everything on your right get ready. You are going to seal the deal over and above them. Jesus. 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 Yeah, yeah. Come here. Sabre kida kadra kados kida kaba kadina tai kabos kabaridas kebe kenia tabarakadas stekenia tabos sai kabona shida. Your people are expanding. Sila Paracona Libro Ramos de Libra Mambra Sete Libra Condo Libra La Parikista de Amambro Soskitila Rapa Coberiaski La Brandesita Jai Comba Peregina Sandra Bakori Sabeni Antoba. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh my God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Kamori. Jaya na 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 na. Miko panakadia tele. Fevevia fabo. Vrefina pare bene yatai. We break to the left. Say yeah, 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 yeah.
Mami. An inantam in kum hade. Oh. Amen. Kame mandi kamomba. Sibandili harkakukuma. Kira kidakara kadikudikaba. Shabeni antarakaga. Sere gira darago. Mandikre dinatarakada. We break to the right. Yene tegedi atogo. Obarakanda liatangobo. Shale shabana diatabo. We break to the left. We break forth to the right. Saberia sebe. Alamo kibara hakashe. Kura banahaki litiva. Maraga na talekoba. Mengle tire paraganas. Veria tavo. Varia tavenante lefwa. Barakana sabe. Ambentul kipankali. Klibanantalo. Procula fagle deminante. Bragla bana kandre kelebeno kondro bolokodi. Lord, sweep through this environment. Lord, sweep through the internet and begin to raise men. Begin to raise women. Begin to lift people. Sweep through every nook and cranny where men are open, oh God, to this meeting right now. Begin to elevate men. Begin to elevate men. Begin to elevate men. Let the oil of elevation touch your foreheads now. Let it touch your heart now. Wherever you are. That's all right. That's okay. If you feel that nudge, keep pulling it down. Go ahead and pull it down. You are pulling mantles right now. The oil of elevation. Pull it down. Let it be a part of you going forward. Let it be a part of you. I have said to you, don't look at your friend. Don't look at your neighbor. Stay with the Lord alone. Like our brother and our great grandfather Jacob did. Stay with him alone. Stay with him alone tonight. Stay with Jesus. 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 Somebody press the matter, press it. I see sheets. I see prophetic sheets. Stay with Jesus. Press the matter. No prayer point. Press the matter. Press the matter. Press the matter. Press the matter. Press that matter. Press it. Press it deep. Press it deep. Press it deep. Deep, 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 deep. Go deeper. I see prophetic sheets. And I know that that sheet is for the collection of the golden incense of the brethren, of your requests, of your requests. Go deeper. Somebody's career is being aligned right now. Go deeper, go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. I just saw a cure on a family tree. Just go deeper, go deeper. Sila fregadi antabe supaya lambo. Zelianpa, ozo se meneta, oriai, 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 Jesus.
Chapter 14, verse 14. When I raise a song, don't change it. Until I give you another song, don't change my song. When I'm in this kind of atmosphere, Ejo. Exodus 14, from verse 14. The Lord shall fight for you. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
The Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you.
Amen.
I said, Jesus will fight for you.
Amen.
It doesn't matter who is against you, Jesus will fight for you.
Amen.
And Jesus will turn the table around.
Amen.
Come on, I said, Jesus will turn the table around.
Amen.
Look, this is not your pastor right now.
I said, Jesus will turn the table around.
Amen.
The Lord, he will fight for you.
Amen.
You will hold your peace. It doesn't matter who against you. The majority that is outside of God will be crushed and flushed. And you shall be defended. The Lord will fight your cause. The Lord will fight your battle. The Lord will defend you. The Lord shall fight for you. It doesn't matter who is against you. Maybe the president of the nation. But the Lord will rise and fight for you. Can I tell you something? He will make an example out of them. For your sake, he will make an example. Jesus will fight for you. I said, Jesus will fight for you.
And you will hold your peace. God will give you 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 peace.
Jesus will give you peace. The God of mercy will give you peace. The God of truth will give you peace. The sovereign King will give you peace. The conquering Lord will give you peace. The God of war will give you peace. He will give you peace by all means. In the name of Jesus.
There is a part I want to turn you loose. And it's verse 15. Overflow in the tents. Shout hallelujah. Overflow too. Shout hallelujah. I want to turn you loose. I saw shit here. The last time I saw shit was 6 years ago. And every time God shows me shit, it means he's here for collection. He's here for collection. I run in the prophetic, so I walk with visions. I walk with visions. When I see shit, and I said I've seen that 6 years ago, and every time I see such operation, I know God is down for collection. It means that what the sons and the daughters of God are doing is important. So God has come to pay attention and collect. And in the days to come, a book of remembrance will be open. And when God is preparing his jewels, he will pour them on you. So make sure you make the most of this opportunity. Make the most of this atmosphere. And he said to them, and the Lord said to Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they what? Egypt behind me, Red Sea ahead of me. It means I am sandwiched between two challenges. He said, but in the midst of my being sandwiched, go forward. Somebody say, go forward. I am sandwiched between two challenges. I am not going to give up. I will confront the one ahead of me, because as I go, it will part. 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 What is that thing that says you cannot go forward? Who is that person that says you cannot go forward? Can you open your mouth and prophesy? I turn you loose right now. Decree, declare, and prophesy. I am going forward. I am going forward. Sin will not tie me down. Masturbation will not tie me down. Cheating will not tie me down. No. 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 Yes. Yes. Rabo Kombe. And don't change it until I ask you to change it. Sale, give me the drums. Where's Archie? Look for Archie for me. Come and play the drums for me. Roba Baba Yaba, yeah, yeah. Somebody insist you are going forward. Lab up. Come on, Pobe, kill us. I'm going forward.
Jesus. We go forward, we go forward. Rabo Poga Yege. Nothing stops me. Nothing stops me. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I see in Lagos, we're unstoppable. Our southwest region, we are unstoppable. Robo Bombo Bambo. Zazeberi Galavara. Rega de Diatabo. Zazoberia Sampai. Sai, sai. Sayeme. Ose, ose. Jeleko. Labakumini Kelegania. Rala Kombekia. Saye. Sai Kumbarabis. Shedekidas. Kombe Kumbra Daba.
In Jesus' name, we are going to take that prayer again. I want to tell you a story. My phone is not here. I would have read it. And I told the brother to stay online with us today. He's a doctor in America. He called, he sent me a message, a long message. And he said, Reverend Austin, I need help. And I said, what's the matter? He sent a long message. He said he bought a car, a truck, a trailer. You know, trailer in America is very expensive. And he started a transport business. He's an African. He said, so out of excitement, he sent the trailer to his village. To his village people to see that, see what I just bought. Not that he sent him picture. Somebody say picture. You will go forward today. Whatever says you will not go, you will bury them tonight. You will bury them tonight. For this cause have I called you, that you may judge the pharaohs of your generation and kill the Herods, that my people will receive their inheritance. I am in my calling tonight. And I'm saying to you, whatever says you will not go tonight, they will meet with their waterloo. It is to this end that I have called you, that you may judge the pharaohs of your generation, kill the Herods, that my people will receive their inheritance. He said he sent them the picture and truck stopped working. And he has been struggling. So I called him immediately. I said, young man, that was your first mistake. And I said, this trouble will persist because you made a mistake. And I said, Rev, that's not the only problem. The other people I introduced into the business also bought their trucks. So when they brought their trucks, the same excitement, I sent the pictures that way. He said, when I sent the pictures there, their own trucks also stopped working. What is the connection between engine and Africa? Somebody say witchcraft. Somebody say power. Somebody say power. You might be in the abroad. You are not exempted if you are not insulated. There has to be an insulation from God. If you are not insulated, they will just move your file to the file of witches in America. They say there is a guy there by Kelvin. His address is Potter 6. You need to go there now and just touch the engine. I remember when my father died, I was going to drive my car out. When I was going to drive, I got into the car and I heard stop. I stopped, I came out. And I went to open the engine. When I opened the engine, there was a white pussycat there. And I said, get out of this place. I know we have a lot of cats in the estate, so I didn't give it a meaning. It was when I got to Delta, when that old man shook my hand and said, who is this guy? Is this the guy in Lagos? And I said, I squeezed him, he's old. I squeezed him, I said, yes, I'm the one. He said, that God that you are serving, continue to serve him. We wanted to take you out. That was when I knew that, oh, now then send this thing come. And I sent this thing come. And the trailer gone. His cousins that also bought. Now his cousins don't even know that he's the problem. that he was the one that exposed them. Businesses packed out. And you know over there, you don't buy cash. How do you buy? Credit. So you keep paying. I don't know how they will pay. But today, Jesus will pay for it. I just pray that doctor is with me online now because I told him to follow this meeting. Listen to me. Whatever held you down, what is stagnation? There is nothing as called stagnation in the dictionary of the kingdom. There is nothing called in the dictionary of the kingdom, there is nothing called delay. In fact, he said, you have surrounded this mountain for too long. Now tell them to go forward. How do I go forward? When there is a Red Sea ahead of me. But when you read the next scripture, the Lord said, now take your rod and stretch it. There is something that is within you. There is a capacity that you have in God that as you go towards the Red Sea, it will part. I said it's going to part. I said it will part. Maybe you have not been able to go forward in your career. Not after today. I said not after today. I said not after today. I said not after today. Not after today. Not after today. You will go forward. You will write your professional exams. You will clear the exams. To this end have I called you, that you may judge the pharaohs of your generation. Kill the herods, that my people will receive their inheritance. Your inheritance comes to you now. It comes to you now. Red Sea is parting now. I said your Red Sea is parting now. The Red Sea is parting now. That Red Sea is parting now. That Red Sea is parting now. That Red Sea is parting now. Now, whatever has held you down is parting. It's becoming a wall for passage. You will pass. Your family will pass. Your children will pass. Not a hoof will be left behind. In the name of Jesus. Who says you will eat by sweating? It is not your portion. It is not your portion. It is not your portion. In the beginning, it was not so. The Lord planted a garden eastward, and there he planted man. There he placed man. Everything that man needed was available before man came. All he needed to do was to carry out guardianship, was to carry out a protective work to ensure that there was no incursion into the garden, to ensure that there was no stranger into the garden. And therefore today I pray over you that you are taking over. You are taking over. You are taking over. You are overtaken now. You are recovering all. You are recovering all. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. For when I fall, doubtless I shall stand again. In the name of Jesus Christ, from your falling, rise up. I said, from your falling, rise up. I said, from your falling, rise up. From the ashes, jump out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. Look at three people and shout on them, I'm going forward. Some of you were talking. I didn't say talk. I said shout. I'm going forward. There is a spirit of audacity welling up in me. Spirit of audacity welling up. Listen to me, listen, listen. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Believe it or not, the next movers and shakers of Lagos will come from RCA. Believe it or not, I say it today, and in the next 10 years, we shall compare notes. The next movers and shakers of this city, they will come out of this gathering. They will come out of this gathering. I told you, this is what we call prophesying by your proportion of faith. And this is my own faith, not yours. And I'm saying to RCA Lagos, the next movers and shakers, the next bankers, the next captains of industries, the next movers and shakers in all sectors in this city of Lagos, they will arise from this place. Many years ago, I was in the city of Sokoto when I was listening to Pastor Dr. Tunde Bakari, and he stood and he said, Lateran Assembly, in the days to come and not too far from now, there will be movers and shakers of Lagos State in this church. It was difficult for them to say amen. I'm talking about the 90s. By the time we came into the millennia, there were banks, MDs everywhere in that church. There were men. And I say the same thing to you, that today I prophesy that in the days to come, not too far from now, there will be movers and shakers from this place. Men. Not boys, but men of God, men and women of God, that we stand in the banking sector, that we stand in oil and gas, that we stand in the politics, that we formulate policies, that we stand, men in the judiciary, men in the legislators, the like of senators, the likes of ambassadors, the like of bankers, they are rising from this place. You may look young now, but you will wear house prophecy. And in the days to come, we will meet at the airport. I'm on my way with my short knicker. You will tell me, Rev, you said it. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. The Lord will exalt your horn like the horn of the unicorn. Because you hate wickedness. You hate wickedness and you love righteousness. Therefore, the Lord, even your God, he will anoint you with oil above your equal. In the name of Jesus, you will rise up in governance, and by your hands, God will break bowls. You will rise up in governance, and by your pen, you will shift policies. You will rise up in business, and by your business, men will be liberated. Oh my God. Somebody say, I am a mover. I am a shaker in my territory. I am a mover and shaker of the economies of this world. There is a warrior sound I'm hearing. Not this one. I'm hearing something. It's heavy in my heart. When you get it, I'll tell you. There is a warrior sound. I say you will be a mover. My children will be movers and shakers. I have three. They will be movers and shakers. I plunge them into this well. I plunge them into this covenant. You know, I said there is a sheet. Don't forget. There is a what? There is a sheet. It's that kind of sheet that God released in Acts of Apostles to Peter. He said, Peter, rise, kill and eat. And he said, I'm going to eat what is unclean. And Jesus said, do not call unclean what I have called clean. My heart wants to burst. I said to you today, you are movers and shakers.
I said, you are movers and shakers. You are movers and shakers. In the precious name of Jesus. When you are in your element, what you do, we ring a bell in the globe. Your business, you will receive foreign calls. You will receive calls from the higher mighty. You will dine with the cream de la cream. You will stand before kings. You will not lack what to offer. You will offer something. You will offer something. There are some of you who will prosper by the wisdom of God. And now let there be an upgrade in that department of your life. Let there be a radical upgrade. Let there be a radical upgrade. Let there be a radical upgrade. In the name of Jesus.
You will not be small. Today is June 21st, 2025. And I bring you the word of the Lord that the sheets that has come, we keep walking. There will be result from this meeting for the next 10 years. This meeting, we keep speaking in your life for the next 10 years. You will embody every prophetic word that has been released. This is 21st June 2025. This word will run with you for the next 2025 to 2035. If Jesus tarries, you will be packing emblems. You will be packing emblems as answered prayers and prophetic fulfillment. Because for every it shall come to pass, there is a correspondent or a corresponding, and it came to pass. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, every prophetic word will come to pass.
You know, Jesus was speaking to Joshua. He said, Joshua, it shall come to pass that I will magnify you. That should be Joshua chapter 2 or thereabout. He said, it shall come to pass that I will magnify you before the elders. Somebody say elders.
Elders.
I. Somebody say elders.
Elders.
I will magnify you before the elders. And Joshua the son of Nun sent up. No, this is not what I'm looking for. He said, I will magnify you. You see, to magnify means I will showcase you. To magnify means I will amplify you. To magnify means I will bring you to the place of an exalted position. A place that is irresistible. A place that evidentially God has exalted you and God has lifted you. And at that point, if they want to come after you, there are warriors that will bury them.
Amen.
So God will magnify you.
Amen.
And the Bible said, I think in the next two chapters, Joshua 3:7, was that where it came to pass? The Bible said, and it came to pass. That's why I said to you that for every shall come to pass, there is a corresponding, and it came to pass. Yes, that's the recovery there. So Jesus said to Joshua, it shall come to pass on that day that, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I am with Moses, so I will be with you. As I was with Aaron Melchizedek, so I will be with you, O Austin. Yes, so I entered the miracles. Is it the ones for blind? I inherited it. There is nothing Satan will do. Is it the one for cripple? I inherited it. There is nothing Satan can do. Is it the one for womb? That one is my own. God gave me. So I added that one. Is it for arthritis? Yeah, temini. It is part of my own. You know why I'm telling you? Because there are many things you can inherit in this atmosphere.
Yes.
There are many, many things you can inherit. Many. And the Bible said, as I was with your father Moses, so I will be with you. What's the implication of that? Somebody say the signature of divine presence. Yes. What we characterize your operation will not be just your utterance. What we characterize your operation as a minister of the gospel, the moment you hold the mic, my presence will take over the place. I have that covenant. Give me a dead place. It will open. The signature of what? Of his presence. As I gave myself to Moses, so I will give myself to you. And that's the reason why I will magnify you. I will magnify you before the people of Israel, before the elders, before the entire people of Israel. It will be clear to them that I am with you. Can you help me arrange where it came to pass? That should be the next chapter. For what? 4:14. Let's see 4:14. On that day, the Lord magnified who? Joshua. In the sight of who? All Israel. And they did what? And as what? All what? There is one kind of anointing. Recently, somebody was doing something to me. I said, whatever you do, don't come to my house. Because if you come to my house, you will be crippled. No guns, no weapon. But I've grown beards. So if you come, there'll be a casualty. And I assure you, it will not be me. You will go, they will wheel you out of that estate. The dread of the church, the dread of God's people. Let somebody say, I will show you. It was Reverend Tolu. A man was talking to anyhow, when Reverend Tolu was giving me the report, I say, you have not said what I'm waiting for. When a man becomes boastful, when he says, I will kill you, I will deal with you, at that point, you draw the line. You say, let the God that is strong win. Let the Lord that is strong. If he says you are stupid, no problem. But if he says, I will deal with you, you say you are a pastor, I will deal with you, you draw the line. Let the God who is not the God of Baal, let him answer. And so as you return home, you will see changes. Yeah. I said as you go back home, you will see what?
Changes.
And that my brother in America, I don't know if you'll be offended when I call your name, so I will just leave it at doctor, because doc, I hope you are online. That in the name of Jesus, those trucks, we are waking them again.
Yeah.
And that the arrows thrown from the villa, we destroy them now.
Yeah.
As it is written, he that diggeth a pit for me, he shall fall right in there.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We proclaim liberty over your investments. We proclaim liberty over your businesses. And I hear some people online saying, Reverend Austin, we are here. Not only them, you also, you are not exempted. Let the God of our Father magnify you. Let the God of our fathers magnify you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we decree sound blessings over you. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace over you. You are going forward. You are going forward. You are going forward. You are going forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. From this day forward, you enter the seasons of amplification. And from this day forward, you enter that season where God will raise you as one of the faces of business in this nation, in this state and in this nation, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see roots breaking out of the ground. And the Lord says, I should tell you, you are unstoppable. You are like Joseph. Your branch will leap through the wall. You will break through the wall. You will not be contained in one place. You are like Joseph. You will break over. Your overflowing will be over. Your overflowing will be over. Your overflowing will be over. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will favor you. Somebody shout new wine. Somebody shout fresh wine. Somebody shout fresh wine. I drink of fresh wine. Somebody say fresh wine. I drink of fresh wine. Somebody say fresh corn. I drink of fresh corn. I eat of fresh corn. Somebody say fresh bread. I eat of fresh bread. Come on, say that again. God give you new lenses. You will see. You will see good. You will see. You will see well. You will hear. You will hear well. I said you will hear well. Somebody say oil in my head. Oil on my head. Blessings in my hand. Oh. Oil, wait, oil on my head. Blessings on my hand. Utterance on my lips. Speed on my feet. That will be your portion. You will hear accurately. You will think accurately. You will decide accurately. You know, last year I went to God. I said, Jesus, can't a man be void of mistakes? And he said, son, every man that decides to follow me can be void of mistakes. He said, you can be void of mistakes. And I said, I'm troubled. I've made too many mistakes in my finances. I'm troubled. I was talking to him and I started crying. I said, God, help me. Why would I keep throwing money away like this? Compare my age. If I keep making mistakes like this, what is left? And I wept one afternoon. And Jesus made me a promise, the same way he promised me when I was going through struggles to pay my children's school fees. And he said, rise up from this your tears. You will never go through this again. And since then, he kept to his word. And when I had that encounter, he said, stand up. The reason why you are losing money is because this particular money you have been losing is because you are saving for what I want to dash you. He says, so anytime you save for that thing, it will go. So I told my wife, we will no longer save to buy a house. You see, anytime you save and you put a name on it, this money, I want to save it to buy a house. He said, I will blow on it. Because you are not among the people that will save to buy a house. I will give you a house. Jesus said that thing to me in June. By December, a house came. When the house came, I didn't have the wherewithal at that time to pay for it. by January, paid for. Listen, encounters are tangible. You can walk in them. Encounters are what?
Tangible.
You can do what? The problem is when God says to you, you second guess, Abi Nahim, Abi no be him, maybe he's the one, maybe he's not the one. The moment I heard, because he came out of tears. Do you know what it means to lose close to $75,000? A year before that time, you lost about $30,000. Then you are saving up again, and then it blows. You think because you see me here, don't cry. I cry, oh. I cry. I said, God, I can't continue like this. I'm 45. In 5 years, I'll be 50. I said, don't measure your years like that. This is where the issue is. And I've sat down and I've looked at my life. The events of my life are not events of savings. Now, I'm not against savings. I do. I have insurance. God is my blessed assurance. Uh-huh. But I have a little, so that you don't leave here and go and say, Reverend Austin said we should not save. Ironio. But there are certain things I don't save for. And I don't, as a matter of what? Consecration. Did you get that? Make sure you cut this part. As a matter of what? Consecration. And my consecration, you know, consecration is a personal walk with God. I'm only trying to encourage you. So as you leave here, you will go forward. It was in those tears that Jesus came and helped me. For the first time in my life, I couldn't sleep for 3 days. I said, no, this is not me. I can be talking with my, if I sit down here now, you see, if you put this sound, ask her, if you put this sound, me and my children, minus her, even though we are praying that she will come into that anointing. If you play this thing now, boom, 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 boom. If Edafe says I want to sleep here, Otiloni, there is nothing you can do about it. And it's not because we are lazy. Put all the sound here, you will have to wake us. Because we will sleep clean, clean, and we will clean out. So nothing should scuttle your peace. Nothing is good enough to scuttle your peace. Some of you don't even know the implication of that prophetic hour that came. You will need to go and listen again and capture it, because you are going forward. I said you are going forward. The final thing I want to do, please sit down. The final thing I want to do before we go, the three things I want to mention. So this is how I love to lead. This is how I love to lead my prayers. I will lead and I will exhaust that presence. When it lifts, I know. So that session has closed. But there are three things the Lord said to me. And he actually came. He said, I will come tonight. And my coming is in a prophetic manner. If you sense it, then you will make use of it. Yesterday at the prayer meeting, I told them that today is not a teaching day. You remember? I said, we are not going to teach. I say, it's going to be prayer all through. But there is somebody that is either in the hall or at the extension or online. In fact, it was because of this person I kept interceding at some point. Even when they say in Jesus' name, I continued praying, but not loud. There's somebody with a terminal disease. And I don't know if you are in the hall. If the person is online, you can help me check online. But if the person is in the hall, you will please wait. And we will pray with you. The pastors will pray with you. And I will lay my hand on you. And Jesus told me that that terminal disease will be cured. He said he's going to reverse it. That's what he said to me. He said he's going to reverse that terminal disease. He said, I want to open the womb of as many that will believe my word to them. That's the second thing he said to me. He said he wants to open the womb of as many that will believe his word to them. So this is the word to you from the Lord. Your womb is open. Amen. He said, I want to open the wombs of as many that will believe. And then he said to me, pray for Indonesia. So you are going to hold your hands. That's what I said you should see. And we are going to pray for Indonesia right now. Any danger around that nation. You see, somebody will say, but Nigeria is in trouble. Why are you not praying? I am walking by the prophetic instruction. And we have prayed for Benue State and Nigeria. I don't know what's going on in Indonesia. It was while I was seated here. They said, tell the people to pray for Indonesia. Do we have a country like that? Uh-huh. I didn't bother to Google. I know there is Indonesia. I didn't even bother to say, what is going on there? The only thing I heard is, do what? Pray for Indonesia. Pray that God will save her from any form of catastrophe. Can you open your mouth and pray? Any danger, any danger, any danger, any danger. Pray, pray for Indonesia. Bramboko Shivenaka, Sivala Tu Farahas. Jelevina Tambro Hoskila. La Balo Shevina Tile Gravinas. Horiva Handa Sevena Handa Kalboro Noside. Fraga Tosi Vina Kalis. Verekina Hasole Finaha. Lebro Dona Sipraha Kamboro Nosia. We pray over that nation. Let there be peace. Peace over your borders. Mambro Sotoli. Manda Bro Combro do Bosodia. Marakina Shotia Tavori. Thank you. Kole Bajao. Kole Bajao.
Kole Bajao.
Ra ra ra.
Kole Bajao.
Kole daru,
kole daru, laila. Kole daru, kole daru, kole daru, laila. Kole daru, shaluwa.
Shaluwa.
Kole daru.
Pray for Indonesia right now. And we ask, oh God, you will deliver her from any impending danger.
Amen.
We ask that you redeem that nation. In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you. That in the name of Jesus, none will die. God will show mercy to our governors. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And he said to me today, you see, I wrote, he said, I want to cure asthma. No, 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 no. He said, asthma is being healed. So hear this. He said, the last episode is the last time you will experience shortness of breath. Says the Lord. The last time it happened will be the last time it will ever happen. And that will be the last time you will ever experience shortness of breath. You will suddenly realize that for the next 10 years, you don't have that kind of experience again. And somebody say, Rev, nobody is falling. So what do you mean? Yes. Yes. That's exactly the drill. You don't need to fall to be healed. It's for the word of God to enter into you and you believe it. Some years ago, I had a vision. And God began to walk me back into that vision. That was when Papa was fighting me that you are a teacher. I said, no, sir, I'm a preacher. He said, no, you can teach. Not that I'm a teacher, I say I can teach. So I correct myself. I said, no, sir. And then one day I had a vision that I was standing and I was teaching. And people came into that meeting. And God allowed me to see beyond their clothes, to see that they had growth. And growths were there, cancer of the breast was there, and then some things just there, like chicken pox kind of stuff. And as I was teaching the Bible, I was teaching the word, my eyes were still fixated on those things I was seeing, and gradually those things began to dry up. And the other person that was having breast cancer, is it pulse you call it now, was coming out until it dried up and everything went back to size and to normal. When I came out of that vision, Jesus told me, there's authority in my word. Teach the word. And then sometime, many months or a year later, I was studying the book of Mark, and the Bible said, and the people marveled at his doctrine. They were shocked. They knew that this one's teaching is not like that of the scribe. That this one is a priest teacher. Is a priestly teacher. Is a teaching priest. They knew. So yes, you will never again experience asthmatic attack. Amen. You will just notice that the inhaler is in your bag, but you have no need for it. Amen. And so in the next, don't testify today. You know the cycles of episode that happened to you. We will check you by the next 3 months. And you will discover that asthma is gone. Amen. That demonic affliction is lifted. And so your lungs, they are restored. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You will breathe well. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for a lady that came into this meeting, not being able to say what you do with your money, because there are holes in your pocket. And by holes, there is just something that comes to take off your resources. Not again after today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There is quite... You are within the neighborhood of about 37 from what I can see. And there is a tussle for a property that you are paying for. You have not been able to finish your payment. And there is a threat that if you don't finish your payment, you will lose your money and you will lose the property. I am actually seeing a three-bedroom property. How do they call this thing? Three-bedroom, three-bedroom. Is it Terrence? terrace, yeah? But what I see is a building, like one, two, three, four floors of three bedrooms, and you bought one. You've not been able to pay for about 2 years now, and they are feeling that value has gone up, so they want to bring a foreclosure on you. The person I'm talking about is in this hall, not online, but in this hall. And so hear the word of the Lord. You will miraculously pay them before December.
Amen.
You will miraculously pay them before December.
Amen.
That which you have begun, you will finish.
Amen.
The hand of Zerubbabel has begun this project. Therefore, he will come with the shout of joy.
Amen.
And he will return with the capstone. You will finish that investment. It will not be taken from you. In the name